Now, staying with the energy story, EirGrid has warned that lower generation capacity than last year and a tighter energy market across Europe means delivering enough electricity this winter will be a challenge. The company's chief executive, Mark Foley, told the Eruptus Committee on Environment and Climate Action that more temporary generation capacity is urgently needed.
Neither I nor anyone else here can, before you today, can offer a cast iron guarantee for this winter. Nobody can. I can say that we're very well prepared, and I can say that when the wind blows, we won't have issues. The risk of end customers being impacted is increased this winter because all jurisdictions across Europe are tight, interconnectors are stressed, and there will be times when it won't be just a stressed Irish system, it'll be a stressed European system. At those times, I can assure you, we will undertake every measure available to us before end customers are impacted.
At the same Oireachtas Committee, Minister Eamon Ryan said Ireland would work closely with the European Union to tackle escalating gas prices.
The biggest energy challenge facing Ireland and Europe at this moment in time is the massively escalating price of natural gas and its effect on gas and electricity bills as we head into the winter. We are not alone in facing this challenge, and we continue to work very closely with the European Commission and the European Council, which is sitting in emergency session next week, so that we can frame our response in that European way.
The Minister Eamon Ryan speaking at that Eruptus Committee this morning. Well, now we can talk to David Shepherd, Energy Editor of the Financial Times. David, thank you once again for joining us on the programme. Perhaps we can pick up with that reference there that Eamon Ryan made to Ursula von der Leyen, calling this meeting of energy ministers next week, talking about reforming the EU's electricity pricing system. What's being considered and what difference might it make in terms of the current energy crisis that Europe faces?
Well, good afternoon. Thank you for having me on. They're very keen to try and disconnect the price of electricity away from natural gas. At the moment, the way it works, the entire price of electricity is set by the most expensive generating fuel. At the moment, that's natural gas. So if you think of other things such as wind power, renewables, solar, nuclear, whatever countries might have to make up their electricity mix, the cost of producing those types of electricity haven't necessarily increased particularly much during this energy crisis, and yet they're getting the very high price that we're seeing as a result of the input cost of natural gas going up so high and making all electricity more expensive. Mm-hmm. So their aim is to try and essentially sever the link between the two, but that's not without challenges. I mean, the UK is looking at doing a similar thing, but have conceded that it will probably take at least a year, possibly more, because of the complexity of the electricity market and the danger that if you mess around with price signals too much, you could actually end up making the situation worse. For example, if you cap the price of electricity to reflect the cost of generating wind or nuclear renewables, what happens then on the gas side? Who's going to burn gas at that point in time if they're not getting the full price that they need mm-hmm. to cover the cost of burning the gas in the first place?
So this is on pricing, and that's a debate that's been taking place here as well in relation to the costs associated with renewables. But David, what about supply? Does the EU have any plan to try and increase supply or increase the security of supply?
They're trying various things to increase supply, but the complexity of supply is it's not something that you can bring on very quickly, very easily. You know, you can't just go out into the Irish Sea and drill a number of new wells and things. An average gas project takes multiple years to come on stream. And frankly, when we look at places like the North Sea, particularly the UK portion of the North Sea, that's been heavily developed and explored for 50 years. The likelihood that we're going to find masses of new gas fields that can be quickly brought on stream in a year or two to help get us through this crisis is relatively slim. You can do things at the margin. You can help, you know, redirect your efforts away from producing oil towards gas, as we've seen our friends in Norway do. They've managed to increase gas production by something like 10%, partly by sacrificing how much oil they produce to help Europe out of this crisis. But there's little short-term countries like the UK or Ireland can do in this situation. There are other things the EU could do, such as in the Netherlands, where the giant Groningen gas field, that was once Europe's largest, that's been getting shut down over recent years because it was causing earthquakes. But there's a lot of hesitation in the Netherlands about restarting that field, despite what we're seeing in prices, because of the political issues surrounding having a relatively poor part of the country frequently experiencing earthquakes as a result of exploiting that field over the years.
And what about storage capacity in Europe? Storage capacity for liquefied gas. Is that being increased in any way significantly? What are the stores like? How much capacity is there?
The stores in mainland Europe are looking reasonably healthy for the time of year that we're at. There's been a massive rush on, and that's partly what's driven up the price, to try and stuff as much gas into storage caverns as people can ahead of the winter months, fearing what might be coming down the pipe, or in this case, not down the pipe, from Russia. So countries like Germany that have large storage facilities have been looking to stuff as much gas in as they can, and it's looking reasonably healthy. The issue is that this winter, if we don't have much in the way of supply from Russia, or potentially not any at all, then that storage is going to get drawn down over the winter months much faster than it normally would. That means that the peak of this crisis might not come until late in the winter, when we start to see storage getting lower and countries becoming more and more nervous about whether they can make it through February and March, particularly if it's a prolonged or particularly cold winter.
All right, David. I'll draw to a close there. Just time is pressing, but we'll be no doubt be talking to you again. Certainly hope so. And thank you for joining us today, David Shepherd from the Financial Times.